Welcome to another episode of Better Said Than Written, the podcast supplement to the multimedia blog Arts of Cultures, where we make a personal connection with today's trending topic or not. I'm your host, Tamika Cody. Now, today, I want to do something a little different for this episode. There is no script. There is really no concrete story idea. I just want to share an article with you that I read from thenewyorker.com. It's titled Before the Internet. And as you can imagine from the headline, Before the Internet, the story is about what people used to do and how they used to occupy their time before the internet ever existed. Now, the author, Emma Rathbone, she has a couple of novels out. Her last one was published on July 19th, 2016, and it was called Losing It. And when I read through Before the Internet, I was like, wow, this is something, a perfect example for my listeners out there and my blog audience out there to get a better sense of what I'm trying to do with Better Said Than Written. Because if you think about it, there are some articles, there are some words and text that will just sound a whole lot better when someone says it. All right, so without further ado, here's Emma Rathbone's Before the Internet. Before the internet, you would just sit in an armchair with a book open on your lap, staring into space, or staring at a decorative broom on the wall, kind of shifting back and forth between those two modes of being. Before the internet, you might take it upon yourself to do a drawing. You quietly start sketching something in your notebook, not sure what it was, but you let inspiration guide you, and then whoop, turns out you've drawn a squiggly alligator with a cockeyed approach. Before the internet, you'd have yawning summer afternoons when you'd flop down on one couch, then flop down on another, then decide to craft a fake FBI card. You'd get some paper from your dad's office, copy the FBI logo and your signature, laminate it with scotch tape, put it in your wallet, take it out of your wallet, look at it, then put it back in your wallet with a secretive smile. It was a heady time. You'd be in some kind of art center wearing roomy overalls, looking at a tray of precious gems, and you'd say, "That's cat's eye." And your friend would say, "Nope, that's opal." And you'd say, "That's definitely cat's eye." And there would be no way to look it up, no way to prove who was right, except if someone had a little booklet. "Anyone got a little booklet?" you'd ask, looking around. "Is there a booklet on this shit?" Then you'd walk outside and squint at the sky, just you in your body, not tethered to any network, adrift by yourself in a world of strangers in the sunlight. Before the internet, you could move to a new state and no one at school would know anything about you. You'd have no online history. You could be anyone. You would lean against the lockers with a faraway expression on your face and let people assume whatever they wanted. Like that you were a girly girl but could also be a tomboy. Or that back in your hometown, you'd be friends with a bunch of crows. And everyone assumed that if they saw a crow, it probably knew you because you had some kind of understanding with crows, owing to undefined telepathic abilities that made you look troubled now and then, but also really important. And if anyone wanted to track down an old friend of yours and write her an actual letter to find out if any of this was true, well, best of luck to them. Before the internet, you could laze around on a park bench in Chicago, reading some Dean Koontz, and that would be a legit thing to do, and no one would ever know you had done it unless you told them. Before the internet, if you were in need of some facts, you might actually decide to consult an old person, like the one living in your Finnish basement. But then you'd find yourself watching the bridge on the River Kwai, which you agreed to do because the old person asked in such a fragile way that you couldn't say no. About 10 minutes in, you'd say you needed some water, then wandered up to the kitchen where you get caught up staring at a refrigerator magnet. Then, for no reason, you do a little dance. You'd wonder if you should expand that dance right then and there. Maybe I'll direct music videos, you say to yourself, but you'd have no way to follow it up or look it up. You'll just be standing in the deafening quiet of your kitchen at midday, alone with your thoughts. Should I test out these pens on this turquoise pad? You'd ask yourself, staring at some pens by the phone. Instead, you take a sip of your drink and say, ah, like a person in a commercial. Then you'd go and do that in front of a mirror to see how it looked, because that's what it was like before the internet. You made your own fun. All right, so there you have it, folks. Emma Rathbones, before the internet. Do you understand the concept now? I see an article, I read it, because I think it sounds better said than written. If there's any article out there that you want to hear me read, it has to be short. I don't want it to be on and on and on. Go ahead and send me an email at tcsviews@gmail.com. That's tcsviews, V-I-E-W-S, @gmail.com. Or just shoot me a note on Twitter. Say, hey, TC, I want to hear this on Better Said Than Written. Send me the link and I'll just follow through. Thanks again for tuning in to Better Said Than Written, the podcast supplement to the multimedia blog Arts of Cultures. Until next time, I'm your host, Tamika Cody.